KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, breezy, and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with flurries, a high around 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news this hour, results from a monthly survey of business supply managers suggests economic conditions continue to improve in 9 Midwestern and Plains states. The Mid-America Business Conditions Index report released this morning says the overall economic index for the region rose to 54.7 in January from 53.1 in December. It's the highest figure since February of 2015 and a third monthly increase in a row. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey. He says the increases point to an improving regional manufacturing economy. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor. A score below that would suggest decline. Well, the future of the elite octane ethanol plant proposed for Atlantic has apparently come down to fractions of a cent. In August of 2014, Elite Octane had said 6.5 cents per kilowatt hour was acceptable to meet their project energy load from AMU. That all changed a couple of weeks ago. Steve Chepkes, Atlantic Municipal Utilities General Manager, says the local utilities board met in a special closed session Monday afternoon to discuss the company's latest demands.
2 weeks ago, the ethanol plant requested a rate. They want a rate of 5.6 cents, and if they indicated if they were unable to get that rate, that they requested the AMU board to transfer our service territory out there to Mid-American Energy because they believe they can get a rate of 5.5 cents or better from Mid-American Energy.
Chemke says the AMU board is unable to provide the requested rate and voted against transferring the service territory to Mid-American because of a contractual obligation AMU has with its regional power provider.
We have a power supply contract with Missouri River Energy Services that requires us to purchase any of our load growth, the power from them to provide that load growth. Mm-hmm. And then if we turn around and, yeah, we have the load growth, but we turn around and assign it to Mid-American Energy, good chance that's a breach of our contract, and becomes litigation involved.
In addition, the transfer of service territory has to be approved by the Iowa Utilities Board, which the Missouri River Energy would likely contest. Chepke says if AMU were to lower its rate for the ethanol plant, they would have to raise rates for their other customers, and that's not allowed under the state of Iowa rules, according to Chepke.
We have cost-based rates. And so what it costs us to provide the service, we're obligated to charge our customers. And we cannot cross-subsidize across customer classes. So say all residential customers that are in a certain class, we have to charge everyone the same rate. The only way we could get down to that 5.6 or lower rate is to all of a sudden start charging our other customers more so we could have that excess revenue to purchase the power to provide the ethanol plant. Well, then you get into cross-subsidization issues across customer classes. Not only is that very unpopular with the current customers, we believe that's prohibited under the Iowa code.
And he says AMU has done all it can now to accommodate the needs of the ethanol plant at great expense, and it's frustrating the project may have come to an end.
The board, all of us, we want the ethanol plant here. We're trying to do whatever we can on our end to facilitate that. We've spent quite a bit of money out there. The temporary service is all ready for them to start building tomorrow. Engineers, lawyers involved, we spent a lot of money with them, and all in hopes that this would happen. And just upsetting, I guess, that, you know, now it looks like we may or may not go forward from here.
On a related note, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday morning tabled until their meeting on February 8th action on a resolution pertaining to an $8.5 million incentives package for the proposed Elite Octane ethanol plant due to the issues the plant has with the electrical supply and other matters. Board Chair Gaylord Schelling said he would contact Snyder and Associates engineers and have them hold up on any further work on preliminary design and other services for the infrastructure surrounding the plant until the future of that plant is known. Their fee for the preliminary design and engineering phase cost the county $9,750, with additional costs to be determined. The Council Bluffs Interstate System Improvement Program on Tuesday released its 2016 annual report, highlighting progress made on construction and design projects over the last year, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office. Iowa DOT District 4 engineer Scott Schramm said the program was very busy over the last year, completing the railroad relocation project and building structures for the East System Interchange. The annual report provides a high-level overview of all the work in design engineering that occurred in 2016 to provide the public with a summary of how the Iowa DOT is working to deliver this important highway improvement project, according to Schramm. If you'd like to view the annual report featuring information about completed and active projects, public outreach, program status, statistics for work completed in 2016, and the 2017 key projects, you can visit the link under the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. A reminder, the DOT is in the process of reconstructing Interstates 29, 80, and 480 in the Council Bluffs metropolitan area. The comprehensive interstate redesign, officials say, will modernize the highway system and improve mobility and safety of about 18 miles of interstate. Motorists are still encouraged to allow for extra travel time while the interstate improvements take effect. And a bell that tolled for Council Bluffs fire calls as early as the 1800s is again hanging outside a city fire station after years in storage. Fire Chief Justin James says the bell is now hanging from a newly constructed centennial bell tower at the fire station in the center of Council Bluffs. It was placed in its new home on Monday. Jim and Kelly Salvo of Salvo's Construction provided the heavy equipment needed to hang the 1,300-pound brass bell with a crane. The Salvos are also Council Bluffs firefighters. James says the $200,000 cost to construct the tower and restore the bell was all funded by donations, and he said the fire department's next task is to work on the roof and the plaza below. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.